Caregiving of a loved one is honorable work, but it's not easy. Over 53 million Americans, one in five, now provide unpaid family care. Are you one of them? Get support. Find your balance again with the Resiliency Workshop, a free online workshop for caregivers. Get an audiobook, video guides, sound meditations, a journal. It's all you need for a better day. Sign up for free at emhager.com/unity.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
I am super excited to be here with you today as we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Now, if you're able, I want you to stop right where you are and take that in. Take a deep breath, inhaling deeply through the nose. Peace, whole, complete, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Slowly and completely exhale through the mouth. Complete exhale, pushing the belly all the way back to the spine. And know and accept that no matter what is going on in your physical world right now, no matter how chaotic it may seem, and yes, sometimes it may even seem that it's full of lack, anxiety. No matter what it looks like, yes, this moment right here is full of peace. It's available to you. Yes, everyday peace is possible. Yes, you deserve peace every day. And yes, you can have everyday peace. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And this week is no exception. So if you missed last week's show, I want to tell you that you missed an incredible show. We had Vicky Zanavar. I know I said it wrong last week, and I probably said it wrong this week. But she is the author of Authenticity Reawakened, The Path to Owning Your Life's Story and Fulfilling Your Purpose. She gave us tips on knowing how to know our value. Have you ever been in a space in your life where you've questioned your value, what it is that you bring to this moment? She gave tips on how do you know what your value is? How can you connect to your value? So very important. Knowing who you are, how to know who you are, and how to know what's most important to you in the whole world. Knowing the answer to these two questions lead us to understanding our value and being connected to our value and operating out of a sense of power instead of desperation and lack and being less than. So very, very important. If you missed that show, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. And you know at least one person in your life, I know you do, who could benefit from being more connected to their true value. I encourage you to have them listen to that show as well. Now, last week also, you missed the fabulous spiritual teacher and author, Cynthia Morgan, and she gave tips on creating your reality. And I know that's something that oftentimes we don't connect to. We don't believe that things that are happening in our lives, we have created. It's just, if we had our choice, we'd say no. There's no way I created this. Well, Cynthia Morgan wrote an incredible book called You're Already Hypnotized, A Guide to Waking Up. And she was on the show and really reminding us that this reality, no matter how we are defining it, whether it feels great or it doesn't feel so great, we have the ability to manipulate and create reality. So if that sparks your interest even a little bit, and I know that it does, one way or the other, you may be sitting there saying, absolutely not. I encourage you to go back and listen to the show and find out, what it is that she knows that maybe we, the rest of us, have not fully connected to. And if you already know that to be true, I encourage you to go back and listen to the show and get some tips on how to create the reality that fits best for you. So you can connect and listen to this show and all of our past shows by going to download and subscribe to the Dr. Dravon James Everyday Peace Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Or you can listen to them on the unityonlineradio.org website. And another great place to listen to the shows are at the drdravonjames.com website. The website includes transcripts from recent shows, their words of wisdom and encouragement. You can get excerpts from my book, Freedom is Your Birthright. There's contact information, and I wanted to stop and talk about this contact information because, gosh, I'm so grateful to those of you who continue to reach out to me. It is such a pleasure to read your emails, and I'm excited to correspond with you. So I want to answer some FAQs, frequently asked questions that I'm getting here lately. Yes, you can fill out on the website, drdravonjames.com, and become part of our leadership, high heel leaders in high heels group. It's a coaching group. You can connect through there. It's also a free Facebook group. So I encourage you to connect with the community through Facebook, Leaders in High Heels. I got that question, a couple questions about that. So how do you access the free gift? Another frequently asked question is, you can do that right on the website as well, drdravonjames.com. You can just request a free gift there in the comments section there, or you can, as you all have been doing, thank you so much, you can email me at drdravonjames@yahoo.com. So drdravonjames@yahoo.com is working 100%. I'm getting your emails, and I have to tell you, it warms my heart to read the comments and to be a part of your life in that way. And I'm grateful that Everyday Peace is having the impact of building a tribe. We had this term last week. Cynthia Morgan said we are seekers, and we are seekers, right? Seeking the truth. But the truth of the matter is that we have found each other. We found a tribe here, and we are going through our life in the knowing that in this moment right now, we exist one in one with our truth, with our peace. So thank you for that. And I hope that answers some questions that I've been getting on there. I'll do FAQs as I continue to get your emails, because I love to get them and I love to read them. So today, we have some fabulous guests on with us as well today. Our first guest today is Roslyn Kahn, and she's going to be sharing some amazing information with us today. She is an author, speaker, coach. And then we have a second guest coming on today who is also going to be sharing some amazing information. And she, her name is Adora Winquist, and she's going to be talking about healing powers with essential oils. Excuse me. So we got a great show for you today. But before we get there, I want to start by doing our Everyday Peace moment. I find that this is so very important that we connect to our truth. The truth is always there, but the lie is always there too. And, you know, we've got to decide what we want to connect to. So I'm encouraging us to connect with the truth. Excuse me. So our truth today is that we are now in this moment. We have let go of the past. Accept that. Even if you are right now dealing with something, accept that we are now in this moment, our most powerful moment. And we are so encouraged to stay in this moment and let go of the past. How do we let go of the past? Well, we've been talking about that for a few shows now. And today we're deciding to embrace our true self. So very important. If you didn't listen to our show last week and you didn't hear about how to embrace your true self, your authentic self, that's going to be necessary for you to know who you are. Know what's most important to you, not what's most important to the country. Hopefully they're aligned to some degree, not what's most important to your parents or to your spouse or to your children or the neighbor or the media. What's most important to you? Connect to that, because all of your success is connected to you, knowing your value. Prioritizing that self-awareness is so very important. You matter. And the more you understand you, the more great service you have to give out to your family, your community, and the world at large. So that is our Everyday Peace moment. We're going to go and introduce our first guest, Roslyn Kahn, author, speaker, coach. She has a fabulous book out, A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders, that was written and conceived during the pandemic. So there's some awesome tips and golden nuggets for being a leader, even under the most tough circumstances. Welcome to the show, Roslyn Kahn. We're delighted to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me as your guest. I really love that peaceful moment that you shared about, you know, being in the here and the now, not worrying about the rest of the world right now. It's all about you and where you're at in this world today. Thank you. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for being here. So we got a little time. And before we jump into the fabulous work that you're doing, just give us like a, you know, the 10-second introduction to where you've been, what you've been doing, and what your passions are.
Okay, well, my name is Roslyn. I'm a TEDx speaker. I'm an author. I'm a humanitarian. I am a native of San Diego. Grew up with scoliosis. That was, you know, a kind of difficult part of my life. But we take those adversities and we turn them into positive experiences. And I couldn't have had that positive experience if I, you know, got on a TED stage and gave that TED talk. But life is, you know, full of ups and downs. And you just got to keep plugging along. And so I'm really excited as I'm here today. I've just recommended some kids for this youth World Youth Association that they're going to be receiving some awards and some international exposure on that, and really excited about that. But most importantly, I'm glad to be on your show here today.
Well, you know what? Most importantly, I'm so glad that you're here too, Roslyn. Your book and your work is an inspiration to the world, and you are doing some fabulous work. And your work is mostly with the youth. Am I correct when I say that?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of work with youth and helping to empower them, helping to get their message out there. I've taught in the elementary schools for a short time, but I just love those kids. And several of them have done some amazing things. It started last year in the pandemic, where I had the opportunity to interview Tyler Gordon, as he had just his name was recognized for painting the picture of Kamala Harris. There was an African-American special exhibit in the Beverly Center, and I had a chance to interview him, where he talked about his biggest upcoming victory was being on the front of the Time magazine, and that indeed he was. And it was through him I met his good friend, A.J. Stuntz, who is a 13-year-old, been on the Ellen DeGeneres show twice for cutting his hair and donating it. But he's much more than that, a stuntman, and he's always out on every holiday talking about helping the homeless, and he's an incredible individual. I met a third kid whose name is Tiberius Boy, and he was a 10-year-old who had his own radio podcast. He's on 10 different stations, and I'm so grateful for his association. I met this other kid, and I don't know how I met Joshua Ray, but I do. He is a 9-year-old who's a Naga and a world champion, doing amazing, amazing things. And then I came across some other intelligent people. One is Orazan Khan, who is over in Pakistan, and he is a world leader on many fronts and done so many truly fabulous things. And through him, I met a Prince Pagadali that the video just went up today, who's a 14-year-old, has won 10 awards nationally and internationally, a model of champions. And last but not least, there is a Jessica Valdez, who volunteered for the Global Society of Female Executives, and another lady whose name is Leticia, who just is a youngster, knows 4 different languages, and sings opera. And there's still more. Those are just a few kids' life that I've inspired and come across my path. Just a few.
You're doing incredible work, and you are influencing our precious, precious member of our society. There are, I would say, leaders for tomorrow, but they're actually in leadership roles now, so they're leading now, which is great. But they couldn't be all that they could be if they didn't have adults like yourself who pour into them and have a belief in them. So I talked about the one book, A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders, but you have a lot of books out there. And the one catchy title, I want to say, Dogs and Roses. I love the
Oh, yeah.
title. I love the book cover. If you guys have not seen this book cover, you gotta see it. It's the most adorable puppy on here with these big heart glasses, and it's just beautiful. Dogs and Roses. So we're gonna talk a little bit about your book here, A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders, and then we're gonna go and talk about Dogs and Roses, because that's an amazing book as well. So what inspired you to write A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders?
Well, actually, I'm a teacher in the college classroom. I work with college students, and the Academic Senate had put out this proposal. They wanted to find out how we could keep minorities engaged in our classroom. And I was going to do a poster presentation, which is where you go and you do a poster and you talk about different ideas. And my idea was, I know a lot of people in different places. Why not bring them into the classroom and have them talk to my kids? And so what originally began as your message to keep kids in the school, as I was writing the book, it became the pandemic, it became the protest, and when I finished, we were in lockdown, and I just kept gathering these stories and gathering these interviews and transcribing them and putting them into this book. And when all was said and done, there was 46 people, including AJ Stuntz, who's the youngest person in there, to a global leader. Her name is Pink Lady, who is a TV sensation, has her own TV show and so on and so forth with her partner, Dev Chaplin, who's on a show that I have, Community of Unity, about bringing our world together. But yeah, that's what the book is about. I look at it as a career guidance book. It's to help kids figure out what they want to be in life, or help those people who are changing careers to find their next step. It also gives people a way to focus on how we survived the pandemic and what we lived through and what it was all about. And that is the book on A Message for Tomorrow's Leader. All of these are available on Amazon, and they're published by Solutions Press.
Oh, I absolutely love it. And I got to say, when you're talking and I hear your passion in your voice, A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders. And I love that you use real life stories and you have a focal point, because it's so very important. You said that the book is a career guidance book, and focus is everything. So if through these stories, someone finds someone that they can connect with and focus on that, it helps to, you know, initially you said, you started off talking about how can you keep African-Americans engaged and what have you. I know it's through relationships. So I am so impressed and blown away by this talented work that you have done here, bringing these stories together in this beautiful way so that students can stay engaged and stay connected and switch their focus to I can do, because here's someone who has done it, who has walked that mile before me and modeled the pathway. So kudos to you. I absolutely thank you for that. So how did the book Dog and Roses come about? Dogs and Roses come about?
Well, I told you life had many hurdles and so on and so forth. And one of the major problems we've seen in today's world is that of depression. And so this book was actually written out of a depression of mine. And my life coach in heaven, Daniel Tyler Ponke, had said, "What makes you happy, Rosalind?" And I said, "Dogs and roses." I said, "When I see a dog's face, it's, you reverse the word dog, and it's that guy looking at you from downstairs, upstairs."
Oh, Rosalind, I'm sorry. It's coming a little, your mic is a little garbled for me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to miss anything. Yeah, that's a lot better. Yeah. So you said that the book came about through depression. This was part of your, you know, what made you happy.
Right. So it was part of the things that I found to bring me happiness. And I said, when you take the word dog and you switch it and it's G-O-D, I said, that person up there, whoever we believe in, is always looking down on us. And when I look at a dog's face, it's always got that smile. It always has that smile. And, you know, dogs know who loves them and who cares about them. And I took pictures of all sorts of dogs in all sorts of places. And then the second thing that brings me immense happiness is roses. And there's a lot of history that goes on the healing power of roses. And if you simply go out on a sad day and just stare in the eye of a rose, it brings the utmost happiness. And the actual oil of rose oil is one of the most expensive oils that you can ever get. And so the book is like a picture book. It's a caption, and it's got, you know, interesting sayings and things like that, short little quotes, and just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book, a feel-good book.
Yeah, so it is a feel-good book, and I want to tell you something. You said something that so many of our guests say in their own beautiful way, and of course, you said it in your own beautiful way. But the takeaway here for me is that this book was born out of suffering, right? You took pain, depression. Depression is painful, and you took that pain and you turned it into a powerful healing source, not only for you, but you shared it with the world. When we do that, when we learn the magic of doing that, of being present in the moment, it's still painful, I'm sure. Connecting to something that you loved helped lessen the pain, but this was almost, I'm feeling that it was almost therapeutic for you. But then here this becomes therapeutic for the world because you had the heart to share and to serve through your pain. That
Oh my
humbles
goodness.
me.
You've
So,
got it. You've got it perfectly. Thank you so much for those accolades. I really appreciate it. And I was telling my students in the college class when we were talking about a speech they had to do, and I said, the amazing thing about Betty White is beyond making the White House available to all people, she opened the topic of depression, of something that the world needed to know and needed to hear. And it just rings so true in the times that we've had of the pandemic and the number of kids and suicide and drug abuse and alcohol and all those other horrific things, there is a better way.
yeah, there definitely is. So the book, as you mentioned, is full of beautiful photography. Who took those pictures? Who gets the credit for that?
Well, it's you're lovely here. It's me. It's Rosalind. And if you love those pictures, you've got to visit my Instagram page, which is Rosalind Khan, where I just post all sorts of incredible photographs of nature, of dogs, of people, of humans, fun things, fun places, and lots of good stuff to put a smile to your face, and even a big, brown, burly grizzly bear that I caught on my trip to Alaska.
Wow. So that's amazing that you put all this together. This comes from your creativity. And again, I have to keep going back to this because I know that life is cyclical. We've got to get that, guys. So it's not this linear path, right? We don't, I love song lyrics. So, if you know who Drake is, Drake has this song started from the bottom and now I'm here, right? And I love that lyric in the song. But what he doesn't say is that it was a linear rise to the top because it rarely is. Life is cyclical, so we have to know how to use our pain to produce something beautiful. And not only did you have the art to produce, a message for leaders during the pandemic, but then here's Dogs and Roses, and you did the pictures and the concept. All this is born out of pain, all this beautiful, beautiful service. It's wonderful. What tips can you recommend for others in dealing with their pain? And you've done so in such a way that not only therapeutic for you, but therapeutic for the world. What tips can you give to our listening audience and beyond for dealing with their pain in difficult
Well, I think there's
situations?
something in everyone's heart that when they were young and they were in their 3 to 5 years, there's something that they love to do. And go back to those times. Was it playing with Play-Doh? Was it building something? Was it taking a fix-it kit and putting it up together, the Legos? Was it coloring? There's all sorts of adult coloring books that are highly, highly therapeutic. If as a kid you like to go out and run, I was just on a trip up to a hike near my house in O'Melveny Park, and it was just beautiful being in the outdoors. Is get out and do some exercise. Maybe they love to write. Maybe they love to sing. Maybe they love to draw pictures. And last but not least, do something to serve other people. When you find yourself in service to others, you get the rewards because you get this feeling in your heart that's nothing like before. And it's just that praise and that reflection that lets you know that you're doing the right thing. And it doesn't have to be an organized thing. You can go down your street, maybe you can pick up trash. Maybe you can knock on the door of a neighbor who's a senior and just say, hey, I was thinking about you and wanted to know if you wanted to go out for a walk. And can you tell me about that story about when you were younger? Because older people love to talk about their youth. And those are just a handful of things. And last but not least, this is going to sound kind of weird, make a trip and go to downtown and look at the life and the people and the experiences there. If you think you've got it rough, look at the people around you and what they have.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. My mom used to say there's always somebody who would just give their left arm for your situation, right? And here you, it doesn't invalidate where you are, but it makes you grateful for what you have. Rosalind, it has been a delight to have you on the show. Again, your website is Rosalind Kahn. That's K-A-H-N. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right. I encourage.
The first name is R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, Kahn.com. You put that in and you'll find everything in the world that you ever wanted to find out about me. All sorts of good stuff of what I've done.
Yeah, I encourage our readers to visit your site and visit often, because you are doing some amazing, amazing work there. And I'm delighted that you were our guest today on the show. We'll be right back with our second guest after this commercial break.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Dr. Dravon James, and we had the fabulous Rosalind Kahn before we went to break. And guess what? We ran out of time because it was a fabulous show, and she wanted to give a free gift. So I want to tell you all what that free gift is before we introduce our next amazing guest. Rosalind Kahn is giving away a 15-minute free, absolutely free coaching session with her. And it's a great way to find out how to connect to your power, how to find out your next step in life. Also, if you're looking for somebody who can connect you to somebody, Rosalind Kahn is very connected to a lot of people. I hope you got that message during the, or that sense during our interview. So if you're looking for a connection and you want to know, well, who do I know who knows someone, I encourage you to take advantage of this free offer with Rosalind Kahn. You can reach her and claim your free gift, which is a 15-minute free session with her, at www.rosalindkahn.com. And she spells her name R-O-S-A-L-Y-N Kahn, K-A-H-N.com. So you'll go to the send a message and you'll just put in that you listen to her program, her interview on the Dr. Dravon James Everyday Peace Show, and that will get you your free gift. So good luck with that. And I encourage you to take advantage of that offer quickly. So our next guest is doing something that is a passion for mine. She's a modern alchemist, and we're super excited to have her on the show. Adora Winquist. I hope I said that correct. Welcome to our show.
You sure did. Thank you so much, Dr. Dravon. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. And I love the conversation that you and Rosalind just had. Such a delight. Oh. And a lot of alignment, especially to hear her speak of rose oil, was just remarkable and so on point.
Yes. So you're doing some fabulous stuff. And I got to tell you, so the word alchemy, we don't use that word a lot anymore, right? But I am a pharmacist and I love the word alchemist. It makes me smile.
That's so fantastic.
So when you refer to yourself as a modern alchemist, I love that. And you're doing some wonderful healing and energy medicine, all surrounded by aromatherapy and essential oils. So I'm excited for today's conversation because I know that essential oils are just about everywhere. I was in the dollar store, and I know that they're all different grades, but I was so, sure. I guess it's become so mainstream is what I mean to say. And I'm so happy about that people are understanding that the earth has so much healing power. So
welcome. That's so true.
Yeah. So I'm excited to talk about it. So tell us, what led you to study the uses of study and use of essential oils?
Sure. So, you know, I have to say that as a young child, I was enamored not only by scent, but also by all things in nature. I think I spent the most of my time out with the plants and trees and the creatures, whether it was in a stream or a forest in particular. It's where I felt the most sense of peace, of calm, of safety and connection. And so when I grew up and went out into the world, essentially for the first time at around 18, 19, I had my first experience with a medicine man in Northern California and using his sacred sage to burn for cleansing and purification. And I thought, well, this is really remarkable. And there was something that opened within me, not just from an appreciation from scent or the natural aspect of the plants, but the esoteric philosophy and kind of the elements of the ancient world and practices and philosophies that had semi been lost to some degree. And then when I was 19, I was living on Cape Cod in Massachusetts and didn't have a lot of money, didn't have health insurance, and every year I would get bronchitis from allergies. And somewhere I heard something about herbs, and I went out and bought a book and five different herbs from this little shop on the Cape. So it was eucalyptus and licorice root and fresh ginger and some thyme and eucalyptus. In fact, I went home and I made a tea and healed so quickly and have never to this day had bronchitis again, which is just remarkable. So I started making teas and tinctures, and I've had so many people ask me for that recipe. So it's included in my new book that just came out last month. So for those that have experienced bronchitis, plant medicine is such a powerful aspect for healing. But then I found essential oils, and I knew that I was home. I knew that this deep place of passion was ignited within me. And so I started studying essential oils first on my own and then professionally, and then taking some trips to places like India to really understand what does it mean to go from seed to a product that you see on the store shelf, right? What takes the seed to be planted and cared for and nurtured, and then for the resultant plant material to be picked at precisely the right time when the flower has the highest yield of the chemical constituents. And then, of course, distilled within a specific time period after that. So I grew so much of not only an appreciation, but a reverence for that. And from that, the importance, of course, of sourcing in a field where there's such tremendous adulteration. But really fostering not only a desire to work with the essential oils, but I started my first company in the mid-90s. Essential oil-based products that I grew year by year to what became a national award-winning essential oil brand of mood-boosting products. And then I left that company day-to-day operations a few years ago after hiring a team to start on my book and go back to my client practice and go back to teaching. And so it's been a really incredible and full journey. And of course, never linear. Never linear, right. Always spherical.
Right. We're always looking for linear, aren't we?
I know. Somewhere it seems to make sense from the limited perspective of our mind, but we are so much more than just our mind. And I think this is one of the areas where the plant medicines from the natural world have such a potency and ability to not only connect us with our own desire to be aligned with nature, but to be aligned with a sense of being centered and balanced and peaceful and clear. And so I think that's one incredible gift that the plant kingdom offers us, whether you're working through herbs, whether you're working through essential oils, or the profound work that you're doing in the pharmacy, because they're all of these different levels of offering are not only valid, but needed right now at this time of not only shift and awakening of humanity, but the existential crisis that we are all deeply connected to right now.
Yeah, I thank you so much, because you just with the saying of these words, you shifted my whole being into this. Into, I thought I was in the now, but I catapulted straight to the now when you said centered, balanced, peaceful, and clear.
Ooh,
right. Ooh. That's got to be the best definition of grounded to me. Centered, balanced, peaceful, and clear. And I got to say, although I've been a pharmacist for over 30 years, I didn't know anything about, you know, natural herbs and natural medicine. I would always was very fascinated by herbs. And of course, my grandmother and my family did a lot of things with herbs and even bark from trees and all this stuff. And, you know, I thought the closest thing I could get to it was being a pharmacist. And so I've tinkered around with natural stuff all my life, but it's so great to talk to someone like you who has a deep knowledge of what the earth can provide in the ways of helping us to connect and be grounded. Because the process, the ability exists within each and every one of us. We've just got to know how to vibrate at that energetic level. And I agree that herbs and oils help us to do that. They help us. It's almost like the gate opens it's the roadway or the map to that, to being grounded. So absolutely.
Absolutely. I love the way that you just said that, because they are this pathway for us to be able to open ourselves. I mean, think of the power when we inhale an essential oil. Right. And because of the proximity of the nose and the connection of the brain, but specifically the limbic system and the amygdala that regulates so much of our physiology, mood, memory, and emotion specifically, we can literally transform how we feel in the moment with the inhalation of pure essential oils. Right. Like, what a game changer that is for life. When we can have something at our fingertips to be able to inhale, to not only shift how we feel in the moment and shift the trajectory of our emotional response in the future through repatterning our neural pathways, but when we can have something that gives us a sense of empowerment over our response to stress and over our emotional resilience and over our mental clarity and over our spiritual connection, right? And our sense of connection to the earth. And this is, you know, coming into the connection with the potency of essential oils through this specific delivery method is just incredibly empowering. And I think ultimately one of the biggest game changers we have to be able to move into that place of center. Just like we discussed, right, with that sense of clarity, with that sense of peace, with that sense of centeredness and groundedness. And that is going to be imperative for us moving forward collectively, right, because the stress is always going to be to some degree there, right, both from an internal perspective and an external perspective. And so what we are, I think, craving for is that deep connection to the earth, the elements of the natural and ancient world, to be able to empower us in this modern day. And I think that that's one of the things in my new book, Detox, Nourish, Activate, Plants and Vibrational Medicine for Energy, Mood, and Love, is a way that we guide you between myself and my co-author, Dr. Lulu Shimik, who is my ally with the plant medicine, and being able to show you from the herbal perspective, the essential oil perspective, nutrition and meditation, all of these wonderful tools and interventions that we have to empower our best life.
Yeah, this is just fascinating. And we've been talking a little bit sort of around, like, you know, essential oils can improve mood, but you have a whole book out there. Can you speak to some of the uses of essential oils? We know mood. When you say mood, I think of maybe a lavender for sleep. I know there's a lot of other stuff, and you're the expert. So, what are some things that our listeners could consider? Oh, yeah, an essential oil could be helpful with that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give three specific tips relating to energy, mood, and love. And so when we think of energy,
we talk about the adrenal system and how important it is to empower our emotional resilience and our resilience to responding to stress, right? And so some of the essential oils that are really energizing in this way, and one of my favorites for sure is ginger essential oil. It's wonderful to enhance circulation. It's a wonderful antioxidant. It's stimulating. It's energizing for those times where we feel sluggish, right? Or we just feel stuck. And when we feel stuck, we can feel stuck energetically. We can feel stuck emotionally. We can feel stuck mentally on all of our levels. And here's the beauty of the versatility of these essential oils, because they are both biochemically active and also representational of the quintessence of the plant and the vibration of the plant. It is a medicine that holistically helps to balance us, helps to nourish us, helps to activate us. When we talk about love and our relationship to giving and receiving love, whether it's in with our family, with our children, our spouse or significant other, our extended family or our community, right? Everything is relational that way from our heart connection. So essential oils that I love in this regard are, of course, rose. Rose is such a beautiful and exquisite oil, very rare in its pure form, which is why it's so expensive. But it is remarkable in its ability to heal the past pains that we carry, right? Past heartbreak and loss and grief, all of these things that can hinder us from living life with an open heart. And then coming back to mood and brain function, right? And balancing for the nervous system, tulsi, holy basil, one of my favorite aromatics for mental clarity, to clear that brain fog, right? And to sharpen our laser focus. And so when we're looking at all of these aspects, I mean, and this is just a kind of a tantalizing touch into what's possible, but there's so much more in our book that has many formulas, not only from an essential oil standpoint, from an herbal standpoint, and nutritional recommendations. And the meditations that are in the book are also augmented by meditations that we have on our YouTube channel, which are also complimentary.
Oh, wonderful. And tell us, before we get too far along, how our listeners can connect to you. You've mentioned the book, so give us the title of the book again, where we can get that, your YouTube channel, and any other outlets where our listeners could connect to you and your work.
Well, thank you so much. So my website, adorawinquist.com, is a wonderful resource. You can sign up for our newsletter. And then every week you'll get an idea of what our events are and how many wonderful ways there are to join the quantum community. And our community is dedicated to thriving in all forms and facets of life. And so there is a tremendous amount of complimentary content, a meditation that I guide every week, which is complimentary, and lots of alchemical tidbits on essential oils and crystals and meditation that's all gratis as well. And then in addition to that, you can purchase the assigned copy of the book from my site and many essential oils and aromatherapy products, as well as book private sessions with me. And of course, you know, Rosalind was so delightful with her offering. I'm going to extend another. You can, any of your listeners can book a free 15-minute discovery session with me to see all of the wonderful ways that they can join our community and where that fits for them. Our YouTube channel is, my YouTube channel actually is at Adora Winquist, which has an expansive library of meditations. And then the YouTube channel that follows the book is at zenergymedicinals.com. But all of that wonderful info is at Adora Winquist.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, because I think it's so important. And the free gift, let's not forget the free gift. I think we're full of free gifts today, and that's where it should be. We're being able to seed into the lives of other people is a gift. So I encourage our listeners, if we're giving away something free on this
channel, which we frequently are, please take advantage of that. Please get in there, get that free discovery sessions, find out how these essential oils can benefit your life. And let me tell you another thing that I like about the oils too. And I'm a person who is a novice alchemist. Like I dib and dab with herbs and make teas and things of that nature. And sometimes people are hesitant to ingest a tea, right? Because they feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Right. And as a pharmacist, I know that, you know, herb therapy is not completely innocuous, right? If you're taking some type of medication, they do interact here and there. So it's important to have that knowledge base. And for that reason, some people are not willing to try herbal therapy if they have to ingest anything. How are essential oils used? That's so important. I would like our listeners, because there's multiple ways that you can use an essential oil, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you have a really good point here. Just because something is natural doesn't mean that it's always safe. And so education and vetting sources are all such an integral part of working harmoniously with these natural alchemies. But I would say, from an essential oil standpoint, inhalation is the key, most immediate way to elicit a shift in your emotional, your mental sense, and also ultimately a shift in consciousness. Although there's so many other ways. In fact, I've taken 2 aromatherapy baths today. I've had such a busy day, and it's a great way to kind of reset your energy. Hydrotherapy through the bath is such a nourishing aspect of working with the essential oils. You can use one essential oil or a combination of what we call a synergy in plant medicine of 2 to 5 different essential oils, where the synergy becomes more effective than the isolate or individual. And you would use no more than 10 drops of an essential oil in a bath, and always making sure that you're using the most pure essential oils available to you. In addition to that, essential oils are used often through massage, and this is a wonderful way for increasing circulation, increasing our energy, and also to really help garner that sense of being calm, right? Helping with our stress response and enhancing relaxation. When we're going here into cold and flu season over the winter months, and having inhalations, which you can use with an essential oil as well. There's a whole host of more information, and you can find on my blog. There's a blog titled Everything You Need to Know It About Essential Oils, and it talks about how to use them at home, how to source them, how to use them safely, how to blend them. And, of course, all of this information is in the new book as well. But you can go right to the blog right now and for free get so much of this wonderful content.
So everything you need to know about essential oils. And I just want to go back, and when we're talking about inhaling them, you're talking maybe about, you know, you can put them in a diffuser in your home, in your room, and that's a good way, would you say, to inhale them?
That's a wonderful way for your environment. I am a huge proponent of having a pre-blended essential oil that you have in a small bottle. Maybe you dilute it with jojoba or even coconut oil that you can take with you, have in your handbag, have in your briefcase, have in your pocket. And in those moments where you start to feel stressed or anxious or a little down or overwhelmed or disconnected, that you can take it out, apply a drop to the palms of your hands, rub them together, and breathe them in for about 30 to 45 seconds. And because of that powerful connection between olfaction and the brain, you can literally change how you feel in the moment. And really, to me, that's just true empowerment, true freedom, right? Emotional freedom.
Yeah, emotional freedom. And that's wonderful. And one other thing I wanted to say about that, because when you mentioned that, it reminded me of something that I used to do years ago. So if you know anything about this oil, I would love to share with our readers. But years and years ago, and I'm sure I got this from my mom, she told me to put a little bit of frankincense oil on a little handkerchief. This is how long women used to keep handkerchiefs in their bags, right? And I had this little beautiful lace handkerchief. And when I, I would, I don't know, maybe start to feel discouraged or something of that nature. And I would have this handkerchief and I put like a little oil on there and I would just smell the handkerchief and it would make me feel, I don't know, so connected to a power beyond myself and so safe. Now, what is the purpose? What purpose does frankincense oil have as an essential oil? What is it used for?
Well, I have to just say that I love this story. It is so beautiful and truly profound and speaks to exactly how powerful these aromatics are. So frankincense is an oil of connecting to our divine source. And it has an ability to lessen anxiety because it helps us to deepen our breath. Right. And when we're able to take a nice deep breath in through our belly and connect in with the earth, so quickly our anxiety dissipates. And this frankincense is such a sacred and rare and precious aromatic because it has this, what I like to say, like an infinite ability to open us to a connection of something greater than we are. And however anyone terms that to be, right? And then we're able to receive that reassurance that we're not alone.
Oh, wow. Thank you for the explanation. And I apologize. We have a caller and we have just about a minute, but I do want to get them on the air.
Sure.
Hello. Thank you for calling the Everyday Peace Show with Dr. Drayvon James and our fabulous guest, Adora Winquist. Did you have a comment or question?
Well, a comment. Now, I had a question. My question was about essential oils for stress, but she talked about that. So only comment I'm going to make is that this is a great show. I learned a lot about oils. You know, I've always heard about oils, and I remember growing up, the guys would walk around the streets selling the oils and the incense and that sort of stuff. But I learned some really good, valuable information. So another great show, Dr. James.
Oh, thank you so much. And I apologize. I was so captivated. I didn't see you hanging out there in the air. Thank you for
That's
holding.
Okay.
And thank you for being an everyday peacemaker.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We are just about out of time, Adora. And I want to tell you that you have provided such amazing information for us today because I believe the universe is conspiring for our good. We just have to know where to look for the answer. And so you were our answer today in regards to alchemy. I love that word, and I love what you've provided for us today. Again, Adora Winquist is giving away a free gift. If you would go to her website, www.adorawinquist.com. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Drayvon James. This is Everyday Peace. I absolutely love you.
Thank you, Dr. Drayvon. Such a pleasure.
Listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness, and I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Caregiving of a loved one is honorable work, but it's not easy. Over 53 million Americans, one in five, now provide unpaid family care. Are you one of them? Get support. Find your balance again with the Resiliency Workshop, a free online workshop for caregivers. Get an audiobook, video guides, sound meditations, a journal. It's all you need for a better day. Sign up for free at emhager.com/unity.